no, didn't you hear? Management is really cracking down on office pranks lately.
Are they? Thank goodness. Some people around here just go too far.
Speaking of which, I saw Orla took off her head again, so be careful. I'm sure she's hidden it somewhere to spook whomever finds it.
She goes too far. If she's not careful, she's going to get transferred out of Metropolis.
Yeah, she acts more like a leprechaun than a Delahan.
Careful. That's not exactly a politically correct thing to say. If Mother hears you...
You're right. Zombies like me get enough flack as it is.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Attention, employees of MetroCorp. This is Sheila Frogsbane from Human and Monster Resources with some important reminders. Tomorrow is the monthly company potluck, so make sure to bring in a delicious dish. Remember, those who do not bring a dish do not eat. Zombie employees should note that no dishes may contain the flesh or brains of any humanoid creatures. Any more ingredient accidents will result in an immediate demerit.
See what I mean? I'm being singled out.
Shush!
Parking passes become mandatory on Monday, so make sure to submit your paperwork for those today, and... Right, don't forget that our important company-wide briefing from Mother is in a few minutes. If you haven't already, please make your way back to your desk and log in for the virtual call. That is all. Enjoy another beautiful day at MetroCorp.
Damn, I was hoping to sneak a snack in before the meeting.
You don't mean not one of us?
No, my wife packed me some waffles. Jeez, you too.
Sorry, let's just head back to our department.
I got you again. I bet you were really surprised, huh? What's the score now? 100-1? What do you mean you weren't scared? That's nonsense. I'm totally spooky. You're just bitter because you got pranked by the office trickster once again. Okay, I'm sorry. I know it's unprofessional and all that, but come on, we've got to have some fun around here. It's part of office culture. I know I'm fairly new, but I don't know. Staring at my computer all day makes my eyes cross. Doesn't it bother you how serious everyone is? We're not even doing anything important. Well, not really, anyway. Alright, fair, you do have an important job. Me, not so much. How are we even in the same department? You're way smarter and cooler than I am. I mean, you have all these skills that I don't, right? All I'm really good for is putting my head inside the copier when it's broken to see what's wrong. Aw, thanks for saying I'm more useful than that. Sometimes I feel like I don't really have a place at this company. I've been working here for almost a year now, and you're really the only person I talk to regularly. I'm glad we're friends, but I'm not sure what I'm doing wrong with the others. What? Pranking is a great way to make friends. Everyone likes a little jump scare now and again. Why, I'd love to find my head in a broom closet. That would make me chuckle all day. Alright, sure. I guess sometimes I do frighten other employees too much. That one time I really thought Sheila had had a heart attack. Wait, do banshees even have hearts? Either way, that shriek she let out. My ears were bleeding for a whole day. I'm lucky she was nice and didn't tell Mother. Oh gosh, speaking of which, I better get back to my desk for the meeting. Oh, no, there's no need to carry me over there. I'll have my body come and get me. She's just sitting at the desk pretending to work right now anyway. I swear she's lazier than I am. She is better at data entry, though. I'm not sure how that works, but whatever. Let me just summon her telepathically. Body, hello? Wait. What the heck? Where did she go? Hold on, she's not at the desk. She's at Java Beast? No! Damn, meeting! Stupid body, you can't even drink coffee without me. What are you doing all the way down in the lobby? Yes, I know the barista is cute, but how are you gonna flirt with him without a head, Wait, no, stop unbuttoning our shirt. We have a meeting, like right now. If Mother fires me, you get fired too, and then no more cute Java Beast Boy. Get upstairs. Ah, she stopped listening. I knew I shouldn't have been spending so much time away from her lately. She's getting wily. I hate to ask, but could you bring me back to my desk and log me into the call? I really don't want to get in trouble again. I know it's my fault for being silly and making work for you. Huh? Why are you asking me about the barista Java Beast? I don't know his name or anything. We've only talked a couple of times. I just think he's cute. Tieflings are so charming, don't you think? The way he heats up the milk with just a bit of fire blast. Well, it gets me a little hot too, if you know what I mean. Anyway, about bringing you back to my desk, if that's okay. What are you doing? You can't bring me back if your door is locked. Now you're being the silly one. Do I like the tiefling more than you? What? What kind of question is that? Of course not. You're like my... Is that a human phrase? Work husband or something? Which I bet makes me your work wife. And you wouldn't want your work wife to get another demerit. So please, please be a pal and bring me back to my cubicle. You don't even have to log me in. I can use my tongue on the keyboard. Gross. But I've gotten pretty good with it over the years. I can do all sorts of things with my tongue. Oh gosh. If we don't go now, then we'll both be late for the call. Please, if this is a prank, it's... Well, it's a good one, I'll admit. But seriously, come on. What? No, you jerk. Of course I can't do the meeting in here. The only reason I'm in your office was to prank you. I'll be even more mad. They cannot know that I'm under your desk. Ugh.
Welcome, everyone. I hope all are accounted for. Fennec? Is anyone missing?
Oh, let's see. Morgrath is having having issues with his internet,
please,
it seems.
Please, quick, I could still
Jericho's
make
on leave, and... Oh, yes. Orla seems to be missing, even though she clocked in today. Has anyone seen Orla?
Damn. Turn your microphone off so I can curse you, you butt face. I'll get you for this, I promise.
I saw her body getting in the elevator earlier. I think she's in the lobby.
Oh dear. Naughty child.
I'm dead. I have to have a talk. And this is all your fault.
Did I hear a crash? Everything all right there with your desk? Then let's begin. So, we've seen monumental improvements with our numbers as of late. And
no,
I wanted to personally congratulate the marketing team on their highly successful Monsters
right?
Choose Metro Corp campaign. Let's get
you
a
suck.
Quick round of applause.
I'm going down, you're coming with me.
Ahem. Let's all remember to keep our cameras and microphones on for the duration of the meeting. But keep outside noise to a minimum. Next, I'm sure you all heard Sheila's announcement, but the company potluck will be happening tomorrow. I'm very excited to see what you've all provided when I stop by. And I will be stopping by. So make sure to put your best foot, or rather food, forward. I want to see sparkling meals filled with all the love you have for Metro Corp. All right? Filled with love. And not human brains.
But...
Mr. Goulstein. Something to add?
No, Mother. My apologies.
Lovely. And put away those waffles, dear. We're here to do business, not gorge ourselves. Save that appetite for tomorrow. Oh, of course. If you need to fix a cable under your desk. Do quickly, then. I'll permit it. Hurry back, though. Finnick, can we get the PowerPoint going?
Oh, finally tired of my teeth in you, huh? Came down to mess with the soon-to-be unemployed girl, huh? Well, what are you doing? Don't put my head on your lap. Ew. I'm not that worried about hearing the meeting. It's just gonna be more bull that could have been one simple email. No, stop fumbling about down here. Your hands keep brushing my cheeks. It's tickling me. You're making my body twitch in the lobby. I look crazy. You better stop messing with me or I'm gonna get really angry and then I might bite something else. That's right. That's so smart putting me on your lap. Now, was it, Mr. Big Man in the office? You wouldn't dare.
She's all ready.
Great. Then let's really get started, shall we? First, we'll watch the informational video. The council has come up with some new certifications that all Metropolis businesses need to follow. So take notes on the text. You will be checked on these regulations. No distractions at this time.
You've got to be kidding. I won't really bite your stinky gross dick. I was just playing around because I'm mad. Ugh. Now it's all out in my face. When was the last time you washed your balls? This is a massive MHR violation, you know. Even if I do like you, I should still report this. I said I'm gonna report this. Get your hands out of my hair, you big bully. No, hey! My body may be acting horny downstairs with that stupid barista, but that doesn't mean I'm hungry for dick up here. No matter how nice and hard you are, and damn, you are really hard. Have you been stiff this whole time I was under your desk? I didn't know you liked having me down there that much. Wow, I should prank you more often. No! What's happening in the video? I'm missing important stuff, Mother said. Stop doing that! It won't suck you off just because it's there. I know I deserve to be punished for pranking you, but don't you think this is going a bit too far? Please, please, I don't want to lose this job. My parents were so proud when I got hired. Don't you care about that just a little? I'm begging you. Goodness sakes, stop shoving your dick against my lips.
Quiet in the cold during the video, dears.
Look, you're gonna get in trouble now too. I bet you couldn't even stay quiet if I agreed to do that for you. Ugh, what am I saying? This is ridiculous. Take me back to my desk right now. Just say you need to use the restroom and be quick about it. Then we'll both be safe. No, this time it actually went in my mouth. Oh god, you pervert. You're lucky you don't taste anything like you smell, jerk. Fine. You won't take me back, then I'm gonna make sure you get in trouble too. I told you I can do all sorts of things with my tongue, and now you're gonna moan so loud, we'll both get caught. Just don't ruin my hair too much. It took forever this morning because I wanted to look cute for everyone. Don't make a peep, you butthead. Your job is on the line. Can you hold your tongue? Because I'm not going to hold mine. Scoot me closer. You wanted this, right? I can't suck you off if you're bouncing me away with your knees. Your hands in my hair, can you help me out a little bit? Sexual harassment. Oh, I'm gonna tell on you so bad. Oh, wait. Then Sheila would ask why I was under your desk. Crap. But just. No! Stop getting your nasty pre-cum all over my nose. I can't lick it off there. Wait. You shut up. Thank you. I feel you twitching. I bet that video isn't so interesting now. Yeah, you're probably taking terrible notes. Oh, wait. If we don't get caught, and I do keep my job, then I'm gonna need your notes. Ugh. Hey, you, pay attention up there. No matter how deep your cock is in my mouth, you have to take good notes. Now that I think about it, making you come a huge load right in the middle of a company-wide meeting would be the most epic prank of all. Yes, office trickster strikes again. Don't look down here. Mother will notice. Oh, wait. I thought that was the point. To get you in trouble. Your stupid dick is making it hard for me to think. I don't think you can lose any more pre-cum. You're gonna explode, you meanie. That's what you get. Come super hard in my mouth and totally give yourself away. And then everyone will know what a perv you are. I'm super good at pranks. Yes, fill my mouth with your cum. Oh, but I can't swallow right now. So if you do, no, wait. What a mess. You got your stupid load in my eye. I told you I can't swallow right now. I said you got some in my eye.
Wasn't that a great video? Now. Ah, Orla. I see you've chosen to join us.
Yes, she joined us just after the video started, Mother.
Wonderful. I'm glad you didn't miss the new information. Oh, where's your head, dear?
I'm so dead. Wait, my body's been back this whole time and you didn't say anything? You...
A migraine and a sore throat. Poor thing. Oh, yes, I see. That's why you went to get some tea from the lobby. It's perfectly all right if you keep your head somewhere dark until the light sensitivity passes. Sheila, does Orla have any sick days left?
No.
Too bad. The workday continues then. All right, everyone. That should be everything we needed to cover in the meeting. Please continue your work and make sure to log your overtime. Thank you. Fennec, darling, bring the prisoner in.
I can't believe that was all for nothing. At least my body covered for me really well. I'm just glad I wasn't fired. But I wish you were, you pervert. Now help me get this cum off my face and unlock your friggin' door. My body has a bone to pick with you. Ugh, don't twitch like that. No boners. Only bones. Ugh. I'm so gonna beat you up when she gets here. Come in my eyelashes. I deserve a raise.